Are you looking to make a podcast? Well, if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First off, it's free. Nothing is better than free. Am I right? Anchor provides creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more services. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, which is very refreshing for very fresh, new podcasts looking to get their start. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. The night is late, and I'm growing weary. The past few weeks I've heard howling in the late night hours. I've watched as livestock goes missing or is found torn open. There are rumors spreading and fear that is growing among townsfolk. So I walk now, hunting, searching for whatever is doing the killing. Now, however, the matter is of more important sort. You see, last night we found little Beth Sanders with her face eaten off, her body torn open, and in the middle of a street. The poor girl was just taking out the trash when she was attacked. The parents came running naturally, but they said in the few seconds it took to hear her screams and the howling, they'd open the front door in time to see their little girl screaming and being dragged into the darkness. She was only 11 years old, and the fear in the eye she had left said it all. My name is Job Anderson. I'm a local hunter here in Michigan. I volunteered to hunt this monster that killed Beth and many of the livestock around these parts. In my search for this thing, I found evidence that suggests that it lives in the woods. I imagine Beth was only partially devoured because of all the ruckus from the town when she went screaming into the darkness. This is all speculation, but since this thing started harassing the town, our livestock numbers have drastically dwindled. I don't know if it attacked Beth because she happened to be there, or it did so out of necessity for food, but it was vicious. Local authorities are keeping an eye out on things tonight as well, but none of them have come out to join my hunt just yet. Walking the path where Beth was dragged and ultimately found, I could still see bits of blood in the street that eventually lead off towards the woods. The further I head in, however, the less evidence I find of any sort of animal at all. I spend an hour out here before I finally find some prints in the snow. They look like a dog or a wolf's foot, but they appear to be headed back into town, and they look fresh. That's when I hear the sound of gunfire and screaming in the distance. Quickly, I turn around and head back to town. By the time I reach the town, however, there's blood all over the street and sheriff's vehicles abandoned in the roadways. Quickly, I follow the trail of blood into the darkened alleys of a small town. It isn't long before I came upon the body of an already dead sheriff, their insides ripped open and torn through. It was Sheriff Williams, a man who'd been with the sheriff's office for 22 years. His body was ripped in half, a look of horror on his dead face. Jesus, I thought to myself, what the heck could have done this? Gunfire rang out farther ahead and I rushed forward until I heard a growling, then a howling, followed by a woman's screams. I arrived in time to see blood, which went up to a bank, before going up and headed back down into the main street to find bodies everywhere. Gunshells were just as numerous. There was blood and organs all over the street. There were women and men in sheriff's uniforms strewn everywhere. I was in shock and terror at this point, as I gazed at the side of one of the vehicles and saw bloody claw marks torn into the side of the vehicle. What the hell had done this, and why? I thought to myself. It didn't make any sense. First, it was livestock. But now, it seemed like it was hunting people. whatever it was, he had a thirst for carnage. These past weeks have been terrifying, but this was on a whole new level. The sheriff's office was all we had around here. We weren't a big town. There was no reason for any other sort of law enforcement, and most everyday police in towns are a ways away. It seems now, however, that our law enforcement might be gone for good. I heard a door open, and Richard, one of the locals, came out asking me the only question that made sense. What the hell happened? Those were the words he spoke, and I didn't really have much of an answer. I informed him to go inside, half in a state of shock myself as I said this. I then stood and waited. It was quiet for the next few hours, and I imagine most of the folks were afraid to leave their homes. I couldn't blame them either. I waited till the sun rose again before going around, door to door, trying to get everyone to meet at the local church. Something needed to be done, and it seemed we were alone now in trying to take care of the situation. I would need help, and there was no way I felt comfortable taking this damn thing on alone. Once we had the locals in the church, I had Jimmy lock and bar all the doors. This was unsettling to the townfolk, but I needed their attention, and I didn't want to chance that thing trying to come for us. I motioned for everyone to quiet down, then I addressed them all as best as I could.
Listen up, folks. I understand y'all are scared, and rightfully so. I understand you have a lot of questions, and I simply do not have most of those answers. Before we get too deep into this conversation, I want to get something out of the way. First, we are going to need all the women with children to leave the town before tonight. Pack light and keep your phones close. We will inform you when it's safe to return.
A large uproar rang out, but once it died down, I continued speaking.
If you're a woman, you have no child, and you have the ability to hunt, I'd like you to join me. The same goes for any and every man with a gun who is capable and willing to help me hunt this bastard down. I'm not sure what's out there, but it's very capable of killing. It started small and with our livestock, but quickly turned to our townsfolk. I believe the entire sheriff department is dead, so that makes us the only defense for our town.
There was a hushed silence now as I continued to speak.
I won't force you to join me in my hunt, but I'd like you to join me if you can. We need to end the threat to this town, right freaking now. If you are afraid or would rather join your families, I fully understand. I do urge you, however, to think about your town, those who've already fallen, and the possibility that this thing could go and terrorize other families in other towns. Think long and hard on that before making your decision, but those willing to stay and hunt with me, please remain here in the church. The rest of you, I wish you safe travels, and I pray that you can have a safe return soon.
There was more silence as we unlocked and unbarred the doors. A few minutes went by before most of the women and children went home, loaded up their stuff, and began leaving the town. Ultimately, there remained 9 of us in the church, 7 men and 2 women. That was all that would be staying behind. I didn't blame those that left, and I thought this would probably be a good thing, as there would be fewer fatalities this way. I didn't waste any time before speaking to the remaining group.
Alright, listen up. First, I'd like to say thank you to all of you. I know a lot is happening fast, but we need to keep our focus. We have to kill whatever the hell is out there murdering us. I'm thinking we stock up on ammunition and weapons from a local gun shop in the sheriff's office to bolster what we already have between us. Next, we need to take what's left of our livestock and use it as bait. I'd like to strategically place it, so the thing has to move in a specific direction, leading it to the old bank. We can split up into 2 teams of 4 at that point and wait for the thing. The moment you see it coming for the livestock, you have a shot, fire on it. I'm hoping we can kill it in an ambush, but be wary. This thing killed our entire sheriff's department. They had plenty of ammunition. If this thing somehow makes it to the bank, I'll have something rigged to hopefully end the thing once and for all. We'll communicate via walkie-talkie, 1 for each of us. Stay safe out there, my friends, and we'll begin dividing teams now. Jack, Jimmy, Leanne, and August will make team 1. Y'all will wait up at the farm for the initial assault. Once the beast nestles into feeding on livestock, fire upon it. Only do so from hidden stands near the woods.
you should be able to see the farm with the scope from your rifles. Once you've got the beast's attention, let out a deer call and Team 2 will come out with a distraction. Team 2 will consist of Thomas, Darnell, Bob, and Nathan. As soon as you hear the signal, I want y'all to turn on the sirens and a couple of the sheriff trucks you'll be waiting in, halfway between the farm and the post office. I'll make sure to keep a good distance from the thing once it gives us a chase. I want you to lead the beast into town and near the bank where I'll have the trap waiting. As soon as you hit the street, just past the bank, I want you to shut off your sirens and lights and veer off into the opposite direction down the street. You're to circle back up and pick up Team 1 and regroup at the church till further notice. Everyone seemed to understand the instruction given, but there were a few questions about what I was planning to do once the creature reached the bank. I informed them I'd have a few barrels of flammable and explosive material waiting in the center of the street, outside the bank. Once the creature got close by chasing Team 2, I'd fire around into the barrels and hopefully light the monster up like Christmas. After explaining all this, everyone spent the rest of the day prepping to take this thing down. I wasn't sure if this would work, but it was the best plan I had at the moment. In truth, I was hoping phase one of the plan would be enough to take the beast down, but only time would tell. It did take long for night to fall upon us again. I was exhausted and weary from not sleeping the night prior. I waited on the top floor of the bank, reflecting on what had happened the night before. I pondered what I would do if this plan failed, what I would do if anyone died as a result of it. I planned on killing this thing one way or the other, so I suppose if the plan falls through, I probably would be alive to worry about the end result. It was about 10 when I heard the sound of gunfire in the distance. Team 1 had made contact, and after a minute or so, we heard the deer call over the radio. Sirens rang out as I heard Team 2's police SUVs heading in my direction. I checked in with Team 1, who said they were waiting for Team 2 to circle around when I heard a loud screaming over the radio. There was gunfire, and this was soon followed by the sight of the sheriff's SUV running straight into the barrels I laid out. There was a loud explosion and fire roared as I heard another SUV crash. There's no way, I thought. I quickly fired around to distract the beast while I rushed downstairs and tried to get into the street. To my horror, I saw a creature with eyes that looked red in the darkness. It was quite tall and stood on two legs. It was quite muscular, but still slim and had a dog's head. It couldn't be, I thought to myself. In the creature's teeth was Bob. He looked mortified as the thing's teeth sank into his stomach and ripped him in half. There was blood, and there were screams as the thing devoured most of Bob in seconds. Thomas kicked out the door of his SUV screaming and on fire from the explosive barrels. He was panicking and talking about how Darnell was dead before falling over and continuing to burn. I moved to help him, but it was clear it was already too late. I fired a few shots from my rifle off into the beast, but it only seemed to piss the thing off. I quickly ran into and locked the bank down. I soon barricaded myself as I heard a loud growling and felt the beast trying to break inside. Then I heard the sound of more gunfire. That could only be Nathan, I thought to myself. I quickly jumped onto the radio and told Nathan to get the hell out of there, get back to the church. I'd handle this thing on my own, or I'd die trying. I didn't want any more blood on my hands. I'm not sure what went wrong, but I'm guessing this thing caught up to the SUV at some point. I quickly ran upstairs and looked at all I had. I then heard a loud howl, followed by the sound of screaming. Looking out the window, I saw Nathan crawling across the road, missing a leg. This beast quickly finished him by burying its teeth into its spine and ripping it from his body in one quick bite. I was in shock and horrified at how quickly everything went wrong. I fired a few more shots at the beast while leaning out the window. There was a growling and a loud howl before I saw it run off. Silence fell over the town for a moment until finally my walkie-talkie crackled to life. Jack was on the other line. "This is on you," is all he said before going silent. I didn't argue. I couldn't possibly argue. He was right. It was completely on me. An hour went by in silence before I decided it might be safe to go back to the church. once I arrived, with the guns and ammunition I had left on hand. I shut the place down and barricaded it. Sullenly, I walked towards Jack, Jimmy, Leanne, and August, and apologized to them before heading into the pastor's office and getting some sleep. No one confronted me about it after that. I awoke the next morning to find Jack gone. Jimmy informed me Jack decided to leave town. I couldn't blame him, after hearing what he heard. That being said, I'd seen it, and there was no way I could let something like that live. I looked around at Jimmy, Leanne, and August. The mood was heavy in the room, but I informed them if they felt like going, they could as well. Jimmy put a hand on my shoulder and laughed. He spoke about how he'd lived here his whole life. He was raised here, and he wasn't going to give up his home so easily. Leanne and August seemed pretty set on sticking around as well. It was nice to have the support, but after last night, I had no plan. I wasn't sure how I was going to kill this thing or have a chance at all against it. What could we possibly do against a predator like that? I'd never seen anything so vicious or so terrifying in all of my life. Leanne could see I was in a complete haze when she suggested complete suicide. She said we should hunt the thing down in the woods, take the fight to its home. I laughed at this. I was probably losing it to some degree, but I wasn't that crazy just yet. You got a plan to go with that suggestion? Leanne shot me a look that pretty much said I was being an asshole. She wasn't wrong either. I didn't want any more blood on my hands. I tried a plan. I thought it was a good plan, and was well executed, except it wasn't, and it failed. We lost 4 people to my foolish underestimation of this creature. I'm sorry for being a dick, Leanne. Here's the thing, though. You didn't watch Bob's horrified expression as he was ripped in two and devoured in seconds. Jack was right. That's on me. You didn't see Nathan crawling for dear life across the street before having his spine ripped out from his body. It's all on me. I underestimated this thing and failed us. I felt Jimmy's hand on my shoulder again. He told me it was okay. He said at least I had a plan at the time. He reminded me how everyone who stayed behind had volunteered of their own volition and for the love they had for their hometown. I couldn't believe it. In some ways, I almost swore Jimmy was naive or insane to want to stay here and fight the thing. Then again, some part of his faith and confidence helped me recollect myself. I let out a huge sigh and began thinking. Well, if we're going to do this, we'll need all the guns we can carry. I shot that thing and I'm sure I hit it more than once, and it only seemed to piss it off. We also need food and supplies in case we're out there for a while. Let's eat, we'll load up, and head out as soon as possible. I don't know if this thing comes out during the day, but I'd like to get a head start before it's dark out. It was with that we ate, packed all the guns and ammunition we could stand to carry, along with some supplies, and we headed for the woods themselves. I was pretty sure this was suicide. I thought it was likely that we'd never be heard from again, and whatever happened at the town would be a mystery to the world. Maybe it would end like that. Regardless, I felt we had no choice but to push forward, even if it meant we died. Hopefully, we'd kill the hellish beast in the process. We set off, and much of the day was spent looking for any sign of the beast. It was cold out and the woods were quiet. Some part of me wished we never found the beast, and it simply never returned to town again. Maybe it'd be wiser if we all just abandoned town, but then, the sensible half, if you want to call it that of me, said this thing needed to die. It'd just come back and torment anyone who might live in the town again or even those in neighboring towns. It wasn't long before I heard Leanne call from ahead, the group to rejoin her. Upon our arrival, we found a deer, laying there in pieces. It was mostly just the head and a leg or two that remained. There was also a piece of the organs and a ton of blood in the area. Looking further, we found dried and bloody claw marks. The beast had been there for sure. How long ago was hard to tell, but it wasn't immediately recent. There were some tracks in the ground and a trail of blood, but all these things faded over time. It wasn't long before night fell upon us and we decided to camp out, but keep a watch.
The first watch would consist of August and Jimmy, while the second watch would consist of myself and Leanne. Exhausted from the stress and trek through the woods, I passed out quickly. I'm not sure what time it is now, but I've awoken to the sound of gunshots and screaming. Upon leaving the tent, I see Leanne, gun in the air, shaking. She tells me she fired upon the monstrosity. She mentioned how the thing came from the darkness and grabbed Jimmy before he could react. Even now, we can still hear his screams. Leanne starts to run forwards, but I tell her to wait. We need to travel together. It's not much safer, but it's the safest we'll be hunting this thing. August and Leanne nod in agreement, and we grab our gear and rush in the direction of Jimmy's screams. As we get closer, his screams get more agonizing. I'm beginning to wonder if the thing is using him to lead us deeper into the woods. It almost seems sadistic at times in its methods. I put the thought out of mind as we pick up speed and push through the trees and brush. The minutes grow longer and the night grows colder. The longer we get pursuit, the more I feel like we're already too late. I try not to give in to such thoughts, but it's becoming harder not to now. Everyone keeps dying, I think to myself. Just as I began to shake myself from the mindset, we came upon a clearing. Jimmy is coughing up blood. He's been torn open and is trying to say something through gurgled breath. I lean in closer, and as I do, I hear him say, "It's a trap," and I look up and shout to be ready, but as I do, I hear a crunch from behind us. Turning around, there's a stump where August's head used to be. A geyser of blood is spouting from it. Standing before us is a monstrosity, and seeing it in full view now, I realize what it is. I couldn't be 100% sure in the shadows from before, but now I was positive. This was the Dogman of Michigan. Part of me didn't want to believe it, but it matched the description of the legends and other sightings to the slightest detail. I was left in shock and dismay before I'd recollected myself and fired at the beast. It howled out before crunching August's head completely between its teeth and darting in my direction. I fired off another round and saw the bullets enter the beast, which knocked me off my feet and into a tree. The beast is on me before I even fully hit the ground, but then lets out an angry howl as it feels buckshot in its head. Turning, it leaps on a shocked Leanne, who stabs it in the face a few times, while I scrambled up and fire a few more times on the beast myself. It quickly grabs Leanne and hurls her at me. I feel Leanne hit me, and then both of us hit a tree, but upon looking up, I notice the beast is gone. "Are you okay, Leanne?" She nods in pain as we both slowly stand up. I look around, shaking in fear as I reload my shotgun, and walk in the direction I saw the Dogman run. I can't believe this thing is real. If I hadn't seen it with my own eyes, I'd never believed it was real. It killed so many of my friends and destroyed so much of my hometown. The thing needed to die. The rest of the night we spent trying to pursue our prey, but we never found it. By daybreak, we tired and wanted to sleep, but to sleep probably meant death at this point. Stopping, we decided to eat and keep watch together. Watching her closely, I could tell Leanne was having the same thoughts I was about this whole situation. Maybe we shouldn't have kept pursuing the Dogman. Maybe we should turn and head home. "You can go home, or leave completely if you need to." Leanne looked at me with a look that suggested she was half thinking about it before thinking and shaking her head no, and telling me we needed to kill this thing. We both stood up and put the fire out at our makeshift camp, before continuing our search of signs for the nemesis in the woods. Eventually, we did find something. Claw marks in the trees that seemed to lead straight ahead. Wary, it could be another trap, I told Leanne to be careful as we proceeded. Eventually, we reached a cave. Could this be it? Could this be the beast's lair? Slowly I approached, motioning for Leanne to wait, but to be ready. Stepping inside the cave, I see bones everywhere. Some were animals, others appeared to be human in form. Moving deeper, I found an empty dead end. There were still bones, so perhaps this was the thing's lair. But if it was, it wasn't here presently.
The sound of gunfire rang out behind me as I heard Leanne cussing at something and calling out my name. I rushed out to see nothing but Leanne. What'd you see? She informed me she saw the beast, but it quickly darted away when she fired at it. Realizing we were in the right place, I told Leanne that we should move away and wait until nightfall. So, the remainder of the day we waited and prepared. I thought to myself about how things would end. They needed to end tonight. We were running low on supplies, and I was not quite sure if this dogman was going to let us just waltz out of the woods and go back to town to resupply. Hell, at this point the town could be in the news already. If anyone passed through it, got a sight of the devastation, they'd likely have called someone. Maybe we should have done that ourselves, but I didn't want any more dead on my conscience. The sun began to set, and as it did, I looked at Leanne closely. She didn't need to die, I thought to myself as I twirled something in my coat pocket. I then stood up, loaded my gun, and headed in the direction of the cave. I could hear Leanne asking me where I was going, but I kept walking. It was sunset when I approached the cave. I fired a few shots inside to get the attention of the creature. It didn't take long for the glowing red eyes to appear, and soon after the beast stood before me growling. You die tonight, you son of a bitch. I charged forward, firing every bullet I had in my shotgun. The thing was angry, and was about to jump on me when I heard a bullet whiz by and strike it. Leave, Leanne, go now! She kept firing, and the dogman howled before rushing her. I gave chase, pulled out my knife, and leaped on the creature's back, stabbing it several times and felt the monster howl as a few more shots landed in the beast from Leanne. Leave, Leanne, I'm going to end this! I said as I pulled out and waved a stick of dynamite. I had kept as long as a last-ditch effort. I didn't see Leanne's expression, but I did hear her shouting something to the effect of my being crazy. There may have been something about not doing it, but I didn't hear it as I stabbed again and again into the backside of the creature until I was thrown off and sure I had its attention. I lost my knife, but I still had my lighter as I slowly backed into the cave and lit the stick of dynamite. I watched as the creature rushed towards me. I still couldn't believe it, or any of this was real. I could feel the creature bury its teeth into me. I could feel the life draining from my body. I felt the warmth of my own blood and found it to be oddly relaxing. Then everything disappeared in a loud bang and bright flash of light.
The cave had collapsed that night, shortly after the explosion. I wasn't sure if the monster we fought was really dead, but as I arrived back in the town, the news crews were already there. Search parties had apparently been sent out to find us. There were many questions to which I wasn't sure how to answer. The town is back to normal. Most of the town folk moved back in. We haven't seen anything strange since. I'm not sure if that thing is dead, or if there are more of them out there. But some nights I could still hear a howling in the distance on nights like that. And I don't sleep those nights.
Thanks for watching this video. If you enjoyed it, be sure to hit that thumbs up, as it helps me out a ton. If you're new to the Swamp, be sure to subscribe and turn on notifications, as I upload videos like this one almost every single day, on all things natural and supernatural. If you have a story you'd like to share in a future video, be sure to send it in to the website or the email that you can find in the description down below. I'd love to see your tales of terror. What did you guys think of this Dogman feature? Did it freak you out as much as it freaked me out? Definitely cool and creepy to see a cool spin on the classic Michigan Dogman tale. See you guys soon with another creepy video.